Hello, and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe M. Dedis. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, January 10th, 2018. Welcome to Day 356. First up, a federal judge blocked the Trump administration's attempt to end DACA, the Obama-era program that allows undocumented immigrants who entered the country as children to remain in the United States. Politico, Reuters, and the New York Times say a San Francisco-based U.S. District Court judge said Jeff Sessions' claim that the program was illegal was, quote, based on a flawed legal premise, and ordered the administration to resume accepting new DACA applications. Trump called the court system broken and unfair, while Sarah Huckabee Sanders added that the decision was outrageous. During a rare 55-minute televised portion of a bipartisan meeting on immigration, Trump had an exchange with Senator Dianne Feinstein, during which she asked Trump how he would feel about a clean DACA bill, and Trump had to be reminded of his own policy positions.
And I think, and I don't know how you would feel about this, but I'd like to ask the question, what about a clean DACA bill now, and with a commitment that we go into a comprehensive immigration reform procedure like we did back, I remember when Kennedy was here, and it was really a major, major effort, and it was a great disappointment that it went nowhere.
I have no problem. I think that's basically what Dick is saying. We're going to come out with DACA. We're going to do DACA, and then we can start immediately on the phase two, which would be comprehensive.
Would you be agreeable to that?
Yeah, I would like to do that. Go ahead. I think a lot of people would like to see that. But I think we have to do DACA first.
Mr. President, you need to be clear, though. I think what Senator Feinstein's asking here, when we talk about just DACA, we don't want to be back here 2 years later. You have to have security, as the Secretary would tell you.
But I think that's what she's saying.
I think she's saying something different. I'm thinking you're saying DACA without security. Are you talking about security as well?
Well, I think if we have some meaningful, comprehensive immigration reform, that's really where the security goes. And if we could get the DACA bill, because March is coming and people are losing their status every day.
Next, NBC News, The Washington Post, and The New York Times say Trump declined to commit to an interview with Robert Mueller when asked at a news conference today. Trump said it seems unlikely and said we'll see what happens. He also repeatedly argued that there has been no collusion between his campaign and Russia and questioned why he would need to be interviewed.
Your legal team, sources have told us, believes that in the next few weeks, the special counsel Robert Mueller will ask for some sort of an interview with you. Your legal team believes as part of wrapping up his investigation. Are you open to meeting with him? Would you be willing to meet with him without condition, or would you demand that a strict set of parameters be placed around any encounter between you and the special counsel?
Well, again, John, there has been no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russians, or Trump and Russians, no collusion. When I watch you interviewing all the people leaving their committees, I mean, the Democrats are all running for office and they're trying to say this, that, but bottom line, they all say there's no collusion. And there is no collusion. And when you talk about interviews, Hillary Clinton had an interview where she wasn't sworn in. She wasn't given the oath. They didn't take notes. They didn't record. And it was done on the 4th of July weekend.
Would you be open to
it? We'll see what happens. I mean, certainly I'll see what happens. But when they have no collusion and nobody's found any collusion at any level, it seems unlikely that you'd even have an interview.
Meanwhile, ABC News and CNN say Trump's personal attorney filed lawsuits against Fusion GPS and BuzzFeed over the Steele dossier. The lawsuits, one in federal and the other in state court, both claim that the dossier contained, quote, false and defamatory allegations against Trump that resulted in, quote, harm to his personal and professional reputation, current business interests, and the impairment of business opportunities, end quote. A panel of federal judges in North Carolina ruled that the state's congressional map was unconstitutional on the grounds that Republicans drew the map with the intention of gaining a political advantage. The New York Times says the ruling, which imperils Republican seats in the upcoming election, marks the first time a federal court has blocked a congressional map on partisan gerrymandering grounds. Next, in February of last year, a member of Donald Trump's National Security Council proposed withdrawing U.S. forces from Eastern Europe as a way to please Putin during the first months of the Trump presidency. The Daily Beast says Kevin Harrington's proposal, which was ultimately rejected, is the first known instance of senior Trump aides attempting to alter U.S. military actions in order to please Putin. The International Business Times says the Trump administration waived fines for Deutsche Bank and four other multinational banks convicted of manipulating the global interest rates. Trump owes Deutsche at least $130 million in loans. The German bank was also fined $425 million by New York State for laundering $10 billion out of Russia. Next, NBC News says the Interior Department removed Florida from consideration for any new oil and gas platforms and won't allow drilling in the eastern Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic Ocean off of Florida. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke said drilling would be, quote, off the table when it comes to Florida waters. The move, following pressure from Republican Governor Rick Scott, exempts Florida from the Trump administration's plan to open up offshore drilling in U.S. coastal waters. Meanwhile, The Hill and Politico are reporting that the White House plans to destroy the data collected for Trump's voter fraud commission instead of giving it to the Department of Homeland Security. White House Director of Information Technology Charles Herndon added that the commission did not create any preliminary findings, despite Sarah Huckabee Sanders' earlier assertion that such findings would also be turned over to DHS. And Reuters says Canada believes Trump intends to pull the United States out of NAFTA. The three countries will meet in Montreal this month for the sixth of seven planned rounds of negotiations. Major differences remain between the United States on one side and Mexico and Canada on the other. And in the polls, The Hill says 49% of Americans believe President Obama is more responsible for the current U.S. economy than Trump. 40% believe Trump is responsible. And onto the notables, those stories and headlines that didn't make it into today's main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Representative Daryl Issa will not seek re-election to the House, becoming the second California Republican to quit this week. Representative Ed Royce also said he did not plan to seek re-election. 2. A Senate Foreign Relations Committee report says the United States is not prepared to defend against possible Russian meddling in the 2018 midterm elections or the 2020 presidential contest. 3. Robert Mueller has added a veteran cyber prosecutor to his team, signaling a recent focus on possible computer crimes. 4. Donald Trump's company sold more than $35 million in real estate in 2017, primarily to shell companies that obscure the buyer's identities. 5. White House aides must decide before the end of January if they plan to stay through the November midterm elections or leave the administration. The deadline is intended to bring a sense of order to an anticipated staffing exodus. And 6. Vermont's Senate approved a bill legalizing adult consumption and cultivation of marijuana, defying Jeff Sessions' escalating war on weed. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.